USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are an active rescue effort to save youth soccer team members trapped in a flooded cave for over 2 weeks is now underway. Authorities say they made the decision to start the mission to get the boys out because of falling oxygen levels and the threat of more monsoon rains. A team of 13 divers and 5 Thai Navy SEALs now in the cave to start the operation. 2 divers will take each boy out one at a time.
The 12 boys and their coach had gone into the cave after a soccer game on June 23rd and became stranded by heavy rain. The boys wrote letters to their parents saying they were fine, a little cold, and they couldn't wait to have a nice hot meal.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Nearly 70 people are now said to have been killed by extremely heavy rains and flooding in Japan. Another 44 people are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Two very different takes on how meetings went between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and top North Korean officials about denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Pompeo says there's progress, but North Korean media says the deal could fall through, calling the talks regrettable and saying the U.S. came in with a gangster-like mindset. Pompeo responds at a news conference in Tokyo.
People are going to make stray comments after meetings. If I paid attention to what the press said, I'd go nuts, and I refuse to do that. I am determined to achieve the commitment that President Trump made, and I am counting on Chairman Kim to be determined to follow through on the commitment that he made. And so if those requests were gangster-like, they are, the world is a gangster, because there was a unanimous decision at the UN Security Council about what needs to be achieved.
And Pompeo says he made it clear sanctions stay in place until denuclearization happens. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's Liberty Health Share.
The latest on America's men and women in blue being killed in the line of duty. Here's an update from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
A study from the Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund shows not much progress is being made in reducing firearms-related deaths in the line of duty.
Through the first half of 2018, the nation has lost 73 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers in the line of duty. It's a 7% increase over the 68 officers who were lost in the same period last year.
The Memorial Fund's Steve Greninger says Florida leads all states in officer fatalities, followed by New York and North Carolina.
More than 200 people sickened after eating fresh Del Monte produce vegetable trays. The Centers for Disease Control saying cases of cyclosporiasis were found in Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Most of the trays, which included broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots, were bought at Quick Trip and Quick Star stores in those states. The infection can cause stomach issues and fever. And streets in downtown Louisville, Kentucky, and in Chicago are back open again after protests concerning immigration policy. Several streets in Louisville were closed yesterday morning for an Occupy ICE demonstration. Counter-protesters, called the 3%ers, showed up to oppose the other movement, and protesters shut down a highway in Chicago. For USA Radio News,